going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 107, recorded live on December 1st, 2016. No one interrupted me.
It's December!
I had to cough really badly.
Wow, good job, Brian.
I waited.
There's Brian Chupa, everybody. And of course, the lovely Jordan Brown. Looking beautiful. Then, oh, and lovely Christmas tree. Jordan Brown and his Christmas tree. Need a new lower third just for that. And then, of course...
Christmas tree, right?
Yeah, important edit. The lovely, the beautiful Lucas Ciprian.
Hi.
You look really good today, Lucas. I keep telling him that, but I wanted to make sure I said it on air so you knew I meant it.
So,
because that makes a difference.
And I'm John. Okay, what, Brian?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
For Jordan about his Christmas tree.
Yes?
And it's not meant to be confrontational or depressing or anything.
Oh, boy.
Was it depressing at all putting up lights by yourself? On a Christmas tree?
No, I thought it was super cool because it was like the first tree that I bought by myself.
See, I feel this like is, I'd be
well,
sad
that backfired,
if I did
that. Didn't it?
Like,
no,
this
I was
is
just asking.
This is my first tree. My first tree.
I've never put up a tree like without anyone else. So I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a little different. Like,
well,
I'm used
Brian,
to like, putting
I think
it
it'd
up
be
with my
different.
Parents and stuff.
I think it'd be different if like he was putting up his own Christmas tree by himself because he had nobody.
Yeah.
Like, it's less sad. He has all sorts of people, but he just chose to do it by himself.
I kind of had to, though, too. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not, like, convenient for him.
You know, what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If everyone was dead, then it's sad.
Yeah,
like,
this
no
isn't
dead.
My first tree after my parents died. Like,
John, if everyone's dead, everything's sad.
Oh, this tea. Oh, my mom loved this tea.
Oh, I don't want to make coffee anymore. Everyone's dead.
Shut the fuck up, Brian. Little bitch.
I used to love eating candy, but I can't enjoy my Skittles since everyone's dead.
Oh, my God. Great start.
Brian, we didn't miss you. I just want to say that.
I figured.
You know the fucked up thing?
He was on last week.
What?
No, he wasn't.
Thank you, Lucas.
That's right. Every week's mashing together. I think.
I know.
Feel like last week was October.
Oh boy.
So the
wasn't.
Okay.
I know.
Here's the thing.
This is the point.
We do podcasts and like trying to get Brian on. A lot of times he doesn't get on. We're just like, fuck it. We'll just do it without Brian. But this week I was like, you know what? I really like to have Brian on. So let's wait to do it. We were gonna do it on Monday. Everyone was ready, but Brian had to work. They're like, you know what? We're just gonna wait for Brian. So what did we do? We rearranged the whole fucking week. And then right before we go live for the podcast, Brian's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm on hold. Been on hold for 4 fucking hours. So we're basically, I'm sitting here like, I swear to God, if we all move the podcast and Brian doesn't do it because he's on the fucking phone, I'm going to lose my shit. And then the podcast starts and you're a fucker.
How am I a fucker?
You're just a fucker. You're a funny fucker, but you're a fucker.
You know, well, John, I already bought you a Christmas present. I can take it away.
I don't have it, so you can't take it away from me.
I planted the idea.
If you take it back, I'll never know the difference.
John,
but here's the thing. You know that exists.
For you. What are you going to do?
And I put love and thought into it for you.
What kind of love and
what
thought?
What are you going to do about that
the
love
good,
and thought?
The fun kind. The fun,
the fun
good kind.
The fun kind of love. Okay, thank you.
The one that involves
passion. I can't take any of your Christmas presents. Everyone's dead.
The fun kind of love.
I wish I could tell you what it is. Dude, we got to make a video about it. It's going to be great.
Really?
It's that good.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting.
I'm gonna tell the other two.
Yeah, just put it in the podcast chat.
I'm
if
one
you
of
will,
the other
if
two.
You would.
Actually, I'll put it in Discord.
Congrats.
You guys
see it. I hope my phone goes off. It's like, hey.
I'll put it in the random channel.
You can just message us.
You should message it to them because if you put it in Discord, I'm gonna see it.
Why would
my phone
fuck?
Will go off and I'll see it?
Okay. Uno momento,
never
poor
mind,
favor.
I shouldn't have said anything. Just go ahead and put it in Discord.
No, fuck yourself. So, last time you heard from Brian, it was the week before the holidays. And one knew, Brian works retail.
But I feel like Black Friday is dying.
You're fucking wrong.
About. Maybe not at your store, Brian, but Black Friday is fucking dead.
I saw a person in a hospital gown walking around.
Why? Were they in a hospital gown?
I didn't ask them.
One of the customers that shit themselves?
Oh, that happened. It was a code brown.
shit themselves
two
in the
out
store.
Of 10.
Yeah. Well, he came in with the shit existed beforehand.
It was he caked just happened, on to
he
him.
Brought it. Yeah, and then someone for some reason asked me to go help him find something. So I was like, yeah, no problem. It was a joke. They were like, hey, could you come help this guy? He needed help finding a CD. I was like, sure. And then I walked up and they were laughing and I couldn't leave. I couldn't be like, oh, never mind, and leave.
Do you need help? Nope, fuck you.
He was just covered in he was covered in shit and it was dripping off his butt. Oh like my off God. His like it looked like he had just sat in a mud puddle. You know what I mean?
But it wasn't, it was poo.
It was
puddle.
Poopy. It was a poo puddle
is
on his
Is it actually
butt.
Called Code Brown?
Yes. I'm not even fucking with you. So I'm trying to type this message.
Can that be the name of the podcast?
Code Brown. I'm trying to type this message to Jordan and Lucas, but I can't type and talk. My fingers work with my mouth.
Then fucking type. Because I'm coming right back to you.
What does that mean?
Because I mentioned the fact that you were on hold and you just avoided all that
right.
whole thing.
Well, then fucking vamp for like
it's
5 seconds.
It's the greatest story. Do you want me to tell it? Because I'll fucking tell it.
No, I'll tell it. Just fucking someone say something else so I can type this message because
okay,
I can't do this.
Hey, Jordan, how was your week?
There you go.
It was good.
I'm so glad you
well,
guys
there's
covered
your 5 seconds,
right there.
Brian. I tried.
I'm using my DSLR for webcam now.
Oh, yeah. Want to tell everybody how you're doing that?
Software and a USB cable. For audio listeners, that's
called?
My thumb. It's called SparkoCam by SparkoSoft.
But does it work for Canon DSLRs or just Nikon?
Nikon and Canon. But cool. If you want it for Nikon, you buy it specifically for Nikon. If you want it for Canon, you buy it specifically for Canon because
oh,
of the
that's
licensing.
Where they get you.
Or if you want both, it's like a little bit more. Or you can buy it without those licenses and you can use it like with webcams. Like it's like a webcam software
oh, gotcha,
then at that
gotcha,
point.
Gotcha.
It's neat,
that's
I guess.
Cool. So
it looks way better than my Logitech right
fucking
now.
Fucking way better.
I can cut to it if you want. You want to see how
can you really?
Terrible it looks?
Okay, go ahead. Cut
okay,
away.
Well, okay.
Now we're waiting. For everybody but the people on the podcast because we can't see it.
Yeah, sorry.
If you're watching on video form, which is youtube.com/frontpagetech if you're interested.
Go ahead. How?
Oh Jesus. That's
yes.
Rough.
Well, I also have new I brought in like a lamp because the DSLR was having
it
trouble.
It looks like the sun is right above you.
Yeah. So I had issues I had like noise issues with the my Nikon. Because mm-hmm. It just there wasn't enough light, so it was using a high ISO, so everything looked grainy. So I opened the aperture way up and I put in a bunch of light and I set the ISO a little lower. No more grain, and it looks good.
Except the fucking webcam, which looks terrible.
Exactly. It doesn't know how to adjust the lighting. I also think it's on manual settings, so I can't blame it.
I stopped drinking caffeine.
How'd that go?
Not good, guys. Not good.
Yeah, how is life? You told me your head feels like molten lava.
Yeah, it was not good. So, like, okay.
Real quick, have you been substituting it for anything? Like, have you been...
No, I've been drinking nothing but water. Right now, I have a green
okay,
tea.
That's good.
But this is, like, this is the only thing I've had that's not water in 4 days. So, yeah. I made this decision because I was, like, I was just... I kept drinking coffee or energy drinks, Red Bull, whatever the case might be, just to put it in my body. And it was getting to the point where, literally, it's the first thing I did out of bed. And I know that, like, people are, like... Oh, I can't go without my morning coffee. Get up out of bed, gotta get ready with my morning coffee. No, it's not like a ritual. It's a necessity. Get up right out of bed. I have a 5-hour energy in the room, and I drink it.
That's bad.
Oh my god! John. Like in your like nightstand, you're like, all right.
Yeah, I just fucking crawl over.
Oh, that's how you get up every day. You're just like.
And that's what, every day, and it wasn't even leveling me out. I just felt shitty, and I was just like, okay, well. And that wasn't all. I kept drinking caffeine throughout the day just to be a human.
So I was and like, the thing is, like, you don't even, like, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but you don't do anything. Like, you don't move. You don't get out of the house. You just sit there.
Well, this is how it started.
And that's what makes it worse. Like, honestly, if you had, like, a little bit of, like, body movement throughout the day. And
it would
maybe
be
like
yeah.
walking
right.
around the block, you would feel incredibly better because I'll be super tired at work And sometimes what I'll do is I'll just get up and I'll walk like the flight, like four flights of stairs. I'll walk back down and it's like I'm a new person.
That will, yeah, physical activity. Like,
so, well,
the blood, yeah. It moves sometimes. Yeah. Yours probably just stagnates.
And it stagnates, coagulates. Turns to jello.
My blood's all in my feet.
Oh my God, John, you're going to get fucking gout or something.
Cankles.
So I think this is how it started. I sort of know how it started. I've always loved coffee just because it tastes good. It's great.
Yes.
But then, like, I think I started to strategically put it in my system right before I went on camera, because I was like,
strategically.
When you're on camera, you have to be, you don't have to be, but like, I like to be 120% John.
Which is fucking horrifying.
So
good Lord.
I would drink coffee or drink a Red Bull an hour, a half hour right before I did a show every day. And then that just continued to, I needed that to even do a show. And then I just needed it to be a human. And it got really bad. So I was like looking online and there was like articles like, yeah, I haven't had coffee in 10 days and I feel great. Like it changed my life. And people were like, I'm not depressed anymore. I don't have anxiety. My bipolar's fixed and just all this shit. Huh? So I'm like, okay, well, I need to see what everyone's talking about. So I decided to actually like sort of record a little bit about it. I recorded like a little intro the day that I was stopping. It was like, I might feel better. I might feel worse. I don't know. We'll kind of learn together. Cause there's a lot of people that I think would like to stop drinking coffee or they don't realize how dependent they are on it. I don't know. So that's what it was. That's what like actually documenting it was for. And the day I stopped, it was like, okay, whatever. Second day, I just wanted to taste coffee. That was about it. I didn't feel terrible. Third day, it started to feel a little bit terrible. And then today, I can't stop thinking about it. Like, I can't stop thinking about just the taste of it. That's all I want. I just want to taste it.
Have you considered just drinking decaf to feel like...
Well, I know
like
if like I drink placebo? Decaf, if I'm in the vicinity to get a decaf, I'll get the real thing.
How about just don't be an addict and just get decaf?
Fine, I just want it. It's so delicious. And today I felt fucking terrible. Now I feel pretty good. But like my head was terrible, everything. So I think I'd like to feel like this from now on. Like if after a few days I feel like this, fucking awesome.
How long ago did you start this?
4 days ago.
So Sunday or?
Well, today's the fourth day.
Okay, so you started Monday.
Yep.
Okay, so you already did two shows this week. Now, you didn't make any exceptions to this rule, is that correct?
No exceptions.
So you did the show, those both 2 days, Monday and Wednesday, yesterday. No caffeine.
No caffeine.
Okay. That's not bad.
Mondays went pretty good.
You still seemed like typical show, John.
Mondays went pretty good, I think. Yes, I don't know if yesterday's any good.
Probably not.
But now I feel really good right now. I hope this is it. I wish I could, like... Because I know fucking humans we're not supposed to be dependent on caffeine just to be a human.
No. Nope.
We're supposed to be happy and feel good and feel energetic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to be totally fair, we're also not supposed to, we're supposed to just walk around and eat dirt and berries and from the trees. we weren't supposed to like genocide, you know, races and ride animals.
animals.
We really fucked the earth up. So why don't we just continue with it? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I feel good.
Well, I mean,
right
if you want to go off of that, I mean, coffee is a plant,
right?
And you roast the beans and then you crush it up and pour water over it. So
there you go.
That's natural to an extent, I guess.
And heroin made from plants too.
Chocolate's kind of natural without the sugar.
Chocolate's pretty natural. I mean, well, not the kind we eat.
That's how I put it in the
pot.
Cocoa.
We're just supposed to smoke pot all day.
That's Jordan,
natural.
Jordan, you got it. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, like that's how I put it in the intro, because like I was like you nobody probably thinks about caffeine as a drug. You don't think about it that way. Then again,
it absolutely is.
We don't have fucking like commercials and stuff, or like, oh, you having a hard time getting through your workday? Need an afternoon pick me up? How about you just go do some heroin? There's none of that.
I mean, technically, there's a whole lot of, here's a 5-hour energy. It's just liquid crack. Like, it's just...
It's fine because it's in a colorful bottle.
Here's this chemical that if you drink 10 of, you'd probably die. Like, that's literally what they're telling you. So, do you want to get this fucking stupid story about me being on holdover?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Forgot about that. Go ahead.
So I got to call and cancel some, it's medical stuff. I had to call them or whatever. And ended up calling just like an office building. So I didn't really think anything of it. I called, got on hold, and they're like, there are 22 callers.
Brian, what time did you call?
Let me try to do some reverse math. It probably would have been like 3:50. So I call them and they're like, there are 22 callers ahead of you. And I'm like, that's a lot, but hopefully it goes quick. And the time ticks away. It's like half an hour. It's like, there are 16 callers ahead of you. And I'm just waiting and waiting. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours goes by. I'm just like, fucking kill me. I've been on hold for so long. And now I'm like number two in line. And it's been like 3.5-4 hours. And I'm just like, I just want to get this over with. And I'm like talking to you guys because you mentioned that, you know, like if I miss this podcast, it was moved for me, so that'd be really shitty. So I'm like, yeah, I just want to get it done. And they're like, is the place even open?
Well, no, Brian, fuck you.
What happened?
An hour and a half ago, I messaged you on Facebook and said, dude, there's no way the office is open.
Oh, yeah.
I said that to you.
Yeah, I mean, even back then, I was just like, it wasn't even, I was just thinking like, you know, like, I mean, I'm sure they're there because I feel the call count going down. I would expect them to at least disconnect me or something. You know, they wouldn't let me just stay on hold forever. I looked and they fucking closed at 4:15 and I got off hold with them about 15, 20 minutes ago.
So, well, you didn't get off hold, you hung up. We got you to hang up.
Yeah. You know what the fucking crazy thing is? And this is the best part.
What's the crazy part? Go ahead.
I didn't even think about this until right now. I was number two in line.
Yeah. There was some person in front of me. Unless that's like a placeholder for the machine. That's the only other thing I could think of.
But I hope that there's some idiot in line.
There probably was.
That's where like half of my fucking day went.
I mean, Brian, you can't say I hope there's some idiot in line when you're the fucking last one ahead of that person. You were an idiot too.
I mean, I guess technically, but at the same time, I don't feel like I wasted my time because I was like like I said earlier, I was on the computer doing stuff. I wasn't like huddled around the phone trying to get fucking service. Like, oh my god, answer. Like. I was doing stuff. I was like playing video games and stuff. So
to be fair, do you have any experience with any like government agencies like this?
I guess, but like,
well, that's worse. It's like even I know that like usually offices like that close around 4:30 or 5.
Well, like that makes sense, but I've also worked at a call center, and if this line is being
fucking call center.
But I didn't know.
Not for the government that likes to go home and have dinner with their family.
Listen to me, you fuck. I called a phone number that patched me through. Like, I entered my zip code, and they fucking just redirected me. So I wasn't sure if I was calling, like, a local thing, or if it was a call center or what. I just knew I was on hold, and I was placed into this thing. So I didn't think to check hours. Either way, I fucking hate my life. I was on hold for 4 hours. That is the moral of the story. I was on hold for fucking 4 hours.
I wonder what would you have gone all night? So you could be first in the morning?
Well, no, I probably would have cut it at some point. I probably would have cut it. I probably would have done exactly what just happened, check the hours. But that may have happened later than if you guys didn't say something.
I still can't get the beeping noise out of my head. Like, it just,
I don't even
know.
I don't even remember what it sounds like because I was so like,
it sounded like a hospital beep.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was my fucking life like beeping away. So I messaged Jordan and Lucas what I got you for Christmas, John.
He did.
You guys think that's a good idea?
I love it.
Oh, I wish I could tell you.
Did you put it in Discord?
I feel like I should
give it to you early.
John's going to love his pair of granny panties.
Yeah.
I'll fucking wear them like there's no tomorrow.
I Facebooked them.
What?
I Facebooked them. I think I want to give you the present early so we can get a video out before Christmas. In all honesty.
Well, we can record it anytime. Remember that. We can put it out on Christmas or something.
That is true. So I think maybe I'll give you
your
present.
Power of the internet.
I think maybe next Wednesday.
Oh, and if you're watching the video podcast, you saw me wave my hand. Yes, there's Sharpie all over it. I was holding the Sharpie, but the cap was off, and I didn't recognize that, and I was just, like, playing with it and just drew all over myself like a fucker.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Like, hey, Brian.
How's your new phone?
Good. I got an Honor 8, which I didn't know existed.
It's a Huawei Honor 8.
A Huawei.
Oh,
it's like
Huawei.
Their daughter brand, yeah.
What?
It's Honor is like the sub brand of Huawei. It's like their more budget brand.
I thought,
like, if you look up the history of Honor, the history of all their other phones are these shitty plastic garbage things.
I thought it was just like a naming convention, like Galaxy.
No, it's like it's completely branded as Honor. The only thing that says Huawei is the charger.
Really?
Yeah. It says Honor all over this thing. The box said Honor.
No fucking shit. I gotta Google this now.
Well, see, I just did too, and like Best Buy and GSM Arena are calling it the Huawei Honor 8.
Yeah. I thought it had Huawei on the back, no?
Right.
It does not have Huawei on the back. It has Honor on the back.
Interesting.
Oh, so it's like subcontracted or something.
It's like, so the idea was like Huawei comes out with a flagship and Honor comes out with like a cheaper one.
Oh, so the Huawei branded
so this
is like
the
Mate
then? This is the cheaper P9.
Oh.
Huh. So I had no idea it existed. Normally it's like $400. Somebody tweeted. I couldn't even tell you who tweeted. I probably should give them credit, but I missed it. I don't remember. They were like, oh my god, the Honor 8's on Amazon for $250 for Black Friday. So I was like, what? So I looked and I was like, this phone is really pretty. Looked at a bunch of reviews for it. I told Lucas, I was like, hey, have you heard of this? He's like, no. So I waited on it a day or two, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to get it. So I bought it, and I am so fucking happy.
Well, first of all, you asked me, or I told you, I was like, John, I can get that for cheaper, which I can. We were out of stock.
You told me that when I said I bought it.
No, you did. Well,
I just didn't ask me. Actually,
I
didn't even say what you thought of it. The day I bought it, I was like, so I just bought an Honor 8, and you're like, John, God damn it.
Like, why wouldn't you have asked me?
This I didn't know true. That you... Listen, I don't even... I'm sorry, Brian,
you're
but
right.
Like when I think of tech stuff, I never even consider that place. I just get
you
it online. Yeah.
You totally should, because sometimes I've been seeing stuff there cheaper than I've seen it online.
They are super competitive right now.
And
like, how much was... It was 200 as compared to like 250?
Yeah.
But well, you didn't have it in store either, so fuck it.
Well, the big thing was it's not even that's not like a sale. That's just my price.
Right. Well,
that
I
makes
got it
sense.
On sale.
Yeah. So how do you think? How do you like the whole the default launcher? How shitty was that?
It's not good. I mean, it's not the best.
The MUI. Is that what it is?
Fucking poopy.
Yeah.
Dick.
Emotion UI. It's not. It's not bad. There's like, so I remember looking at.
Also, which color did you get? The black or the blue?
Purple.
So I was worried about that. I was like, I'm not going to get black. I'm not going to get black. And literally, right before I bought it, I decided black. So the whole time I was like, I'm not going to get black. The white one looked good-ish. Gold one looked good-ish. Awesome. Then they have like a blue one that is like a darker blue
it's
than
like
the...
It's like a navy.
It's like a darker blue than the Galaxy series.
Uh-huh.
And that looked really good too, but I saw one video that had like just the right lighting that had convinced me to get the black one because it's not, I don't know if you can see this, but it's not like perfect black. It's like a really dark gray. It's called Midnight Black, and it's fucking
cool.
Awesome. I'm really, I bought it and was like, well, I hope it doesn't look like shit. I hope it looks like it did in that video. There's not many videos had the black version. They all had the blue one. So I took it out of the box and was like, okay, I'm pleased.
But you know, sorry, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, so whenever we've, because that's a fairly new phone. Whenever we got it in stock at my store, I was like, and this was before the iPhone 7 came out, mind you. I was like, God damn, that looks like an iPhone. Like, in just like the most way I've ever, any other phone that's not
well,
an
the
iPhone.
The best thing is it looks a lot like an iPhone 7 and came out before the iPhone 7.
Well, yeah, and the crazy part. So we had a white one, right? And the white looks even more like an iPhone.
The white one
white.
Looks a lot like an iPhone, yeah.
So what I did, I grabbed the phone and I went to some people who didn't know we got it yet, and some like big Apple fanboys, and I hid the logo, like the bottom.
Oh
logo
my god! Like, this is the iPhone 7.
I was like, guess what? We got an iPhone 7 demo in. Literally, I showed it to someone, and they went, oh my God, were you serious? Like, they freaked the fuck out. I was like, no, you idiot, to fucking, like, what the fuck? Like, it tricked so many people because it looks exactly like one. Also, how's the fingerprint scanner? Is it good?
Oh, dude, it's super fast. Which can is you demo that, it like,
for us?
Which I think is just all Huawei like related. The fingerprint scanners are just good on Huawei phones. Okay,
yeah.
Finger off. Ready? I'll show you up here close to the camera. You see that?
No.
Video watchers?
I'm waiting for the fucking delay.
Finger on. And it's open. That's for the video watchers, of course. com/frontpagetech if you're interested. But
it's
a design that you don't see much anymore. Which I'm a huge fan of the iPhone 4 design. I remember loving the Nexus 4, the front glass and back. So if you couldn't tell, it has glass on the front and the back. And just like fucking aluminum side things. It's pretty. Fingerprint scanner on the back is also a button that you can like press.
Oh,
stuff.
Really?
So like if I press and hold, it turns on the flashlight. Or if I double press, it opens the camera. Just like they're cool. It's just cool features.
I might have to get one.
You can also like you can use it like for gestures. You can swipe down on it and it swipes down on the like the notification bar.
I think that's a new Android feature though.
Yeah. They and like if I'm going through photos, I can flick through the photos with the notification bar or not notification bar.
Yeah. I think you can also scroll with on like Chrome and stuff too, if I remember right.
I don't know with this
might
phone.
Just be
it's
the
for,
Pixel.
Like the Huawei did it with the Nexus 6P. I think.
Oh. I might have to get one of those. How big is that? Like 5.1 inches?
5.2. Which I forgot how much I love like these smaller phones.
Oh fuck, dude. I don't regret losing my Nexus.
And I totally like it was like, oh, 5.5 is the perfect size. That's it. It's my OnePlus. Nope. I was like, I fucking love this. But then when Brian handed me his iPhone 7, I was like, shit. I really want
perfect.
An iPhone.
Yeah.
That is a really good size. And I'm really glad I didn't get an iPhone. Really glad.
I think, John, I'm going to buy one of these because although I love my iPhone perfectly, I'm never going to switch off of it permanently. I think I want just an Android phone to like play with in a sense. You know what I mean? Like experience Android.
Well, the cool thing is that like all the reviews I watched were like, well, this is the P9 for the US.
Yeah.
And everyone liked it better than the P9 specifically just because of the design. P9 has like the typical metal back and stuff. It has dual cameras on the back, which it's pretty awesome. One's monochrome, one's color. So like the monochrome captures contrast and depth and stuff, and then mixes it in one photo with the color. It works pretty well. It has the iPhone portrait mode thing coming to the iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's already there yet. Okay. Yeah, this came with it. Works pretty well. I should tweet some sample photos or something.
I should send you because I have an Apple guy at work. He sent me some photos of him demoing the portrait mode.
I think you should.
It looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, John, not to, like, I guess ruin your decision or whatever in the, you know, the Honor 8, but the OnePlus X is $200.
Well, I don't want, I don't want the OnePlus X.
Well, I'm just saying, do you know what that is, though?
Yeah. Didn't Bridget have that?
She has it right
now.
Does
she have it? Yeah. I know what the OnePlus X is. I love that, like, the design of that phone.
Oh, okay, I was just saying, you know, if you wanted a smaller phone. Gotcha.
Super happy with it. Runs great. I just I tried to deal with the Motion UI, couldn't, and I downloaded the Pixel launcher, like the APK.
Yeah.
Because it's not in the Play Store, and I love it. So, glad I didn't go to iPhone. I thought about it for a second. Almost did it. Told Brian I was going to do it, but I didn't do it.
You did. Well, the price difference is huge as well.
Yep.
I think Honor is actually teaming up with XDA developers, if anybody knows what that is.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like the big Android development community place. They're already beta testing Nougat for the Honor 8.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I think they have like a beta for it, but I don't think it's available in the US. I think it's like UK and France.
Oh, really?
The beta, yeah. The thing is, shitty thing, I was tweeting Honor. And then I just wasn't patient enough. I bought the phone, and then they liked my tweet and followed me on Twitter.
Well, tell you what, John, listen. You get another one of those, because I want one. And we'll do a hardwired on it. Sound good?
Okay. I think this was released in August.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good phone.
I'm just like, I love the design of it a lot, and it's super slippery.
But, well, that's the fucking glass.
And I was worried
you
about
should
the
skin
fingerprints.
That shit, dude.
Should what?
You should skin it.
Eh. I was worried about the fingerprints, but it's fine. Like everyone online was like, "Oh man, it's such a fingerprint magnet." And it made total sense because it's fucking glass on both sides.
Yeah.
But it's still not like it's not bad. Fine with
so it. I have a topic of conversation for us.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Jordan, John, and Lucas.
Yes.
You guys all like hoodies, right?
Do.
Big hoodie fans. Mm. Maybe not Lucas.
I guess so.
I have one on its way, actually. But
is it FPT branded?
Spectrum Swapper. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, pretty much. So I've been, like, hunting for hoodies recently. And obviously you wouldn't know this out of nowhere, but I have a new hoodie on. I'm very excited about it. It's very nice and soft. Why the fuck is it so hard for, like, why is it so hard to find a hoodie that has, like, a white zipper in the middle, white little tassly pulley doodads, and it's just, like, a solid collar with nothing fucking weird on it?
You mean, like, zipper as in, like, it's a pull, like, a zip-up hoodie?
Mm, yeah, like...
Like, kind of what I just ordered.
Well, like...
So, well, okay, I don't consider that a hoodie if it zips all the way down. Like, if it zips and it opens all the way.
I guess,
That's a zip-up.
Well, to
and
be fair,
hoodie
I guess
is
I call
like
them
a... Like a pullover hoodie.
Well, that's actually the distinction I use. Is I call it zip-up hoodie or pullover hoodie. Both of them are...
That's how I consider it.
Yeah.
Regardless, finding something that's not a fucking shirt material... Like, I walked around the mall. Like, this has been, like... I've been a mission for weeks now, and Bridget can attest to this. I've been looking at, like, all these different fucking stores, but every time it's like, oh, well, this one has this really thick fleece lining for wintertime, but I want to wear a hoodie, like, all the time. So I don't want to...
Like John.
Kind of, yeah.
You would think that I'd be the guy to ask here.
Yeah.
No, but John, you just wear any old fucking shit you find in, like, a dumpster.
That's not fucking true at all.
Yeah,
hey, Brian, I'm going to send you a link in the Pood Shoot.
Oh.
Just got it. If there's, Brian, look at Arizona hoodies.
No, here's the problem.
Okay.
I'm so picky. I'm so very particular about my hoodies, Jordan.
Okay.
I don't like the hood that has black in the actual hood, the strap, or the little tassels
aren't
white. Well, then
go click on the white color, not the Oxford gray one.
Nope. See, I don't like it either. It has I'm so very
Brian,
particular.
Look at Arizona hoodies. Like the zip. I have one
now. No, listen. Like, I found a great fucking... I bought my current one at Zoomies. It's perfect. Like the arms fit very like snugly. It's like a nice texture. It's not too thick. But it took so much fucking effort.
Did you get it from a store or online or what?
Yeah, it was physical store. And matter of fact, I have another one coming in the mail from H&M. Like...
I like
this is such a weird coincidence.
Why?
Because I was looking at Amazon, like my orders, and I was like, this would be really fun. Let me look at my entire order history.
Yeah.
So I went back to like 2012, 13. Uh-huh. It's funny, like the shit that I was ordering. Like, and it's stuff I completely forgot about. Like that, Brian, do you remember that really shitty plastic mouse that I had for a long time? It had blue LED, like a blue LED in the middle. And it had like a plastic side and back. The light was shining through it. It was just super shitty and plastic.
No, I really don't.
And I had a really shitty keyboard that had a little wheel, a really thick wheel at the top that you control volume with. Remember this?
Yeah, why don't I remember any of this?
It was a long time ago, Brian. And I was like looking through all the stuff and... I went through every year, and I found like where you went through, and you were clothes shopping on Amazon, and there was that that fucking gray zip up hoodie with the white things.
Oh yeah, white dude, I'm so fucking particular about my hoodies. Like, I found two in this store, and I lost my fucking mind. The guy even like pitched his whole like newsletter for Zoomies to me. You know what I mean? Okay. He's like, you want to sign up for rewards? I'm like,
yes.
I was like, yes, I will. Because I will go back to this store. Like, I didn't realize how big of a fucking deal it is for me to have a perfect hoodie until, like, I actually looked for them. And then every one I found was wrong in every way. So, yeah, this is some self-discovery on my end.
I hope you sold a couple hoodies, Brian.
What?
Hope you sold a couple hoodies. Like, some, like, a couple people want those hoodies now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if you want some,
like...
You
need to get a Brian Shoup line.
Tell you what, if you want some well-fitted hoodies that are, like, good material, good price, go to fucking Zoomies. I swear to God. They're, like, $40, but so fucking worth it.
Also, Zoomies, that'll be $10. We accept checks.
Yes, if, I get royalties.
Or hoodies.
Oh, why?
Where did this come from?
The kazoo was over there.
Oh, that's right. But why did you just totally freaking interrupt Brian?
How was your week?
Okay.
You did ruin bad. I had a question. I was going to lead into something, but no, you're good.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to ask before John so rudely interrupted. If you guys are very particular about any articles of clothing, and they need to be very specific for you, maybe some you don't even know about.
I am very particular about t-shirts.
Really?
Very, very.
Go on.
And
I'm very curious
about
this.
Owe my current discovery to Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Like, I'm just very. I have a weird fucking body. Like,
yeah,
and
you look like a fucking
I have
can of
my
soup.
Entire life. Just, I don't know why. It's just the thing. My, like, if it, chances are, if it fits, like, my shoulders, chest area, it's not going to fit my other areas. You know
John,
what I'm
like,
saying?
Like I just said, you look like a fucking can of soup.
Like, can of soup?
Like, you're just awkward.
So, like, t-shirts specifically, just, I can't ever find good brands. And if I do, I stick with that brand. Like, I was wearing jerseys for years. Like,
oh,
jerseys,
yeah.
The brand, the t-shirt brand.
Right, right.
It was like a heavyweight t-shirt, and it just fit perfectly. Because, it, like, if it fits my, like, my other areas, then it, you got those weird, like, really tight arms. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, where the shirts
yeah.
are,
like, you're...
like, a really, it looks like you're trying too hard.
Oh. Looks like you're about to bust out that shirt.
That I forgot all about that. It's an inside joke from high school. Anyway.
It's fucking years old.
But Jordan introduced me to Next Level on the podcast,
Next
mind
Level.
You.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And Printful, who we get our shirts from, has that. So that's all the shirts I get now.
You know what? So is that the brand... We got
no,
the Hardwired shirts.
You have American Apparel because that.
Oh, those are still good.
The Next Level American Apparel doesn't fit me for shit, but the Next Level doesn't come in that asphalt gray. So anything that color comes in American Apparel.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. But yeah, the t-shirts for me. Anybody else?
I'm kind of on the same line as you. Is like, I'm just picky about the way shirts feel. Like, I really like dry fit shirts. Just because like they wick sweat pretty well and they're just like comfy, and the Next Level shirts like that one.
See, Jordan's like a normal like adjusted human being, where he's like, you know, these are good for working out and they do a good job of like not making me stink.
Yeah,
we're just like, yeah, I feel good.
Like, like look at wrong with clothes that feel good.
No, it's just Jordan like has logic behind all of his stuff, and it's never something I would ever consider. Like I've never like, you know,
Brian,
get very sweaty.
Are you? Yeah, are you ever like, well, this will really like help get rid of my sweat?
Because there's
never
a lot
thought
of,
that in my entire.
I have
life.
A lot of like older shirts that like, just I don't even know the brands, just like random branded t-shirts. Where yeah. like, this is all hard. Like I'm audio
armpit.
Listeners, I'm pointing at my armpit. Like yeah. It solidifies and gets chunky.
From the mix of like sweat and deodorant caked in your shirt.
Yeah, like, and like there's no way to correct that. And like it over
it's just,
time it
it's just it a part just, of the shirt.
It discolors.
Like cummy
yeah.
undies. Yeah.
No, I don't have those. I have the sweaty armpits, not the cummy undies.
You know what? You know what really sucks? Speaking of sweaty parts.
Sure.
Going back to hoodies. On the inside of hoodies, whenever they get sweaty, you get like the little beaded up pieces of cotton.
What?
With like, I get those with bad quality hoodies.
You know, that must be it then. Because that happens like slowly over time to a lot of my hoodies. So maybe I've turned over a new leaf.
How bad are you sweating in your hoodies?
I mean, not that much, really. But...
enough to fucking degrade the hoodie.
Okay, so for instance, right now, motherfucker, I wore a hoodie to the mall, and I'm sick, so I'm coming out of a fever, so I'm all sweaty. You see what I'm talking about?
So have sick clothes and not sick clothes.
Not a good solution there.
Okay, I have a question for all of you.
Okay.
Because we're sweaty people.
Very.
So Brian Lanning, who is a vlogger, I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He had a surgery done that had the sweat glands removed from his armpits. So he will never, ever sweat from his armpits anymore.
That seems very dangerous.
Throughout his life, very sweaty armpits all the time. So he got it removed, whatever. And even in the thing where he got surgery, the vlog, he said, I forget, the armpits are only like a point or only like a couple of percentages of your body's where it releases sweat.
Okay. Yeah.
So would you do that? If someone was like, hey, here's a surgery for free, you can do this, would you do it?
Would it make your, like, I assume you would lose a lot of, like, you'd lose all the hair on your armpit, then I would assume, right?
It's just the sweat gland.
But, like first of all, like, wouldn't that affect them, though, in some fashion? Mm. Pores and everything?
I don't fucking know, dude. I haven't gotten the surgery. I'm just asking, how'd you do it?
Isn't that a question without all the information, yeah.
If you lose your armpit hair, is it worth it to you or no?
Have you ever shaved your armpits, John?
No! But it won't fucking matter if you can't grow hair, will it?
Yes.
How?
If you've ever like had skin chafe, it's like the
worst.
That's what skin.
It's fine. They're not even going to be moist.
They're still going to be rubbing together. You're missing the point.
But it
also
you have fucking clothes on.
But at the same time, I don't want hairless armpits. That's weird.
Are your armpits or your clothes,
John? Slow down.
At the same time, you have body hair, right, John? Like chest hair?
No, I have no body hair anywhere on me.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was going to say, like, that would just be weird
really?
Symmetry if you couldn't. Like, this is why I care, because if you couldn't have armpit hair, I'm a hairy individual. That'd be really fucking weird if I had hair everywhere else and then none of my armpits. So,
but
like, I'm not into
never
that.
Sweat from them.
Yeah, but that's not worth it to me. Because deodorant works fine.
Oh, man. Jordan, would you
so
do
So, no.
It?
John, no.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if it was free and...
Yeah, it's free.
I guess so. I mean, sometimes, like, I can be in room temperature and I'll just get, like, the faucet drip that just runs, like, down the side of me.
What?
So, sometimes I wish... Yeah, I would enjoy
I'm
that.
I'm the same way, dude.
What the fuck?
I can be so fucking cold, but you bet your ass my armpits are soaked all the time.
Lucas, are we the only normal ones, or do you have this problem too? I don't know.
What kind of problem?
The one that John just said where he's fucking in air conditioning, he's just soaked.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that problem.
My armpits are always wet. Just all the time. Just, it's
what
a given.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Let me feel him. Yeah, they're pretty damp.
Ugh. Well, I mean, do you
they don't
always
smell,
have,
though.
Like,
I have deodorant on, but it doesn't stop the flow, you know?
Do you have anything underneath your t-shirt?
Deodorant.
God, like
another
layer.
Do you want,
layer.
Like, fucking maxi pads? What are you saying?
John, don't act like you don't fucking... You used to wear two t-shirts every day to school. High school.
I would still wear two t-shirts.
Okay, so you're just wearing a t-shirt and hoodie. That's
I have a hoodie
it.
On. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well,
what's the point?
Important to what I'm questioning.
He was asking if there was something there to stop the sweat
still
from...
soaked. No, just the t-shirt.
There you go. Fuck. It's like pulling fucking teeth.
Pulling armpit hairs.
Nope.
Not if you don't have any sweat glands.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd have to go through with that.
Yeah,
it's free.
I wouldn't want it either.
So that's fine.
That doesn't mean you should do it. Hey, John, if someone had the fucking ability to give you three balls, would you do it for free?
Fuck yeah! Free? I gotta pay for it?
It's like, I already got him.
Yeah, I would do it. That doesn't bother me.
Nope.
Three testicles?
Yeah, why not? That's cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Would that be like your opening conversation with everybody? Hey, yeah, I got three balls.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Want to feel them?
I'll show you. I just fucking walk up and put them on a table.
Oh, my God.
All right. Like,
slam them on there. All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know if any of you have noticed, but YouTube's fucking broken to shit.
Yep.
Is it?
It's so broken.
What's wrong with it?
Fucking broken. Okay, so...
Okay, continue. I need to know why.
So this is how people start... First of all, it's always broken in some way. But people started noticing it where... Mostly the bigger creators, when they would upload a video, as soon as they would upload it, they would just start, like, subscribers would just tumble. Like, they would just instantly lose a bunch.
Oh.
And, like, people, it got to the point where, like, people that I follow on Twitter posting videos of, like, okay, I uploaded a video, and they were posting videos of their live subscriber count just going down.
Wow.
A lot.
That's weird.
And, we didn't have that problem. And yesterday, we uploaded and instantly lost, like, 20 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. So I doubt it's like, and then I was thinking about it. I was like, this has never happened to us before. But I take that back. Every time we upload a podcast, it happens in a pretty decent amount. And it could be because people just, they didn't know the podcast existed. Like, they're new people, and then they see an hour-long piece of content. They're like, no, fuck this, and they unsubscribe. But maybe it's not that.
Maybe
it is
not.
Just an instant trigger, like, and they're just fucking going away. Because this is like, and it happens consistently every week we upload a podcast, we lose subscribers every time. And I'm trying to think, well, that could just be because they don't want the long form content. Or it might be because it's long form content and somehow that's related to what's happening. I don't fucking know. But, okay, think about it this way. I'm going to propose something.
Okay.
Yes,
I do.
So YouTube is all about, like, getting rid of inactive subscribers, right?
Right.
You want accurate numbers. Okay. What if they remove subscribers if they haven't seen a certain number of videos? Like, if they've just been inactive for a certain amount of videos. bless you, Brian.
Thank you.
And when you upload, some of them reach that limit of a certain number of videos that they haven't watched, and YouTube unsubscribes them.
Da-da-da.
I don't know if that's... maybe, because there's channels that I'm subscribed to that I haven't watched content from them in, like, months, and they're still there.
Right. Well, I'm not saying it's like a... I'm saying it. Everyone would know if that was happening 100%. It's just a guess. But, like, people are always complaining that, like, videos aren't hitting their subscription feed. It's not even showing up in recommended stuff. Like, you just don't find, even if you're subscribed to the channel, you just don't see the shit. And yesterday's show has the lowest numbers that the main show has had in a very, very long time. And I uploaded twice this week, which is three times, I guess, if we count the podcast. Which, right. The past few weeks, Front Page Tech has been spotty, but shocker, I uploaded the second one of the week and just no one saw it. And we lost 20 subscribers. Makes sense. Something's broken.
You're just a terrible host.
I might just That's be probably shitty it. Is what I'm thinking. Might just be terrible. But I don't know.
People are like, oh man, this isn't my subscription feed. I thought I unsubbed already.
Like, what the fuck?
Like,
is
oh,
this?
Ew, fuck. Jesus.
Though. And don't even get me started on podcast numbers, because... That's a pretty significant dip as well. So I don't know what's going on at all.
I mean, nope.
Hasn't YouTube always been broken in some sense, though?
Yeah, but, like, this is damaging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, YouTube has always been broken in some weird, fucked up way. Either real-time views are off or just something weird on the back end, or, like, demographic information isn't correct.
Real-time views are totally off right now. Yeah. That's for sure.
But now, like, if you go on the back end, if I look at real time views, it says zero all the time. Unless you, like, tap on it and look further into it, but it just says zero. So, I don't know. It's busted. Fucking busted. And I think we should boycott YouTube.
Okay.
We can't boycott YouTube.
That'd be kind of hard to do.
Sure we can.
Where are we going to go?
The internet.
Vimeo.
Yeah, we'll go to Vimeo.
We'll go to
Facebook video.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. I can talk about it. A couple weeks ago, I had a call with Facebook that tried to get us to... They tried to pay money for us to leave YouTube, so we only upload to Facebook.
You can't fuck the Zuck.
Yeah, I don't... most creators, I don't think could afford that. I mean, if your audience is already invested and you've already invested so much time into YouTube, you just jump ship. That's scary. We definitely couldn't do that. So sorry, Fuckerberg. I didn't talk to Fuckerberg. I wish I talked to Fuckerberg. He probably would have convinced me.
You talked to Fuckerberg Jr.
Is that it? Everyone want to wrap up? Lucas, you got anything to talk about?
Hold on. I didn't even get to talk about my week.
Oh, hang on.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
John, please.
Good. No.
This is the abridged version. How was your week?
Okay. Today,
I hate you so much.
Right before this podcast, the podcast music that I made that you hear, that you've heard since 95, I believe.
1995.
Number 95 of the podcast, is now available on SoundCloud. Let's go to soundcloud.com/LucasCyprian.
Link in the doobly doo.
You finished it.
Go listen to it and share it and tell them that you love it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Show me what you got.
Okay. Because why do you say it's okay when you know it's... Do you know the shit that you post there is tits? Mm. Everyone go to soundcloud.com/LucasCyprian.
For tits.
That won't be there, actually. But since it is the end of the year... I'm probably going to throw something together to, do what I did about a year ago again.
A mix of everything?
Probably, yes.
And sleigh bells?
No.
Need a Christmas theme.
No, it's not about Christmas.
I want a Christmas theme.
Okay, you know, maybe I'll make a Christmas theme, but that's not what that's going to be.
John Bub brought up a really good point.
What did he say?
This show is sexist.
I'm sorry.
How is that the case?
You just mansplain all the time.
There's your girlfriend's behind you. That's a girl.
She's playing Fallout.
Hang on. Make her say hi into the mic. We're going to fix this problem right fucking now.
Hey.
Why are you yelling at me?
Hi. No, we need her on the mic. Get her on the mic. Hurry.
She's
our reputation is the thing.
So before we leave,
no, she
our
has
reputation
to say hi.
Is
FPT for diversity.
Would you guys ever buy a non-backlit keyboard?
No, never again. No,
probably not anymore.
Damn it!
Why?
There's a really nice Corsair 10 keyless mechanical keyboard for $50, but there's
we're
no.
We're not going to buy it for you, Brian.
What?
Maybe
Brian,
for work.
Brian, can you get her to say hi on the mic so this stops bugging me? You just got to turn over. Turn over. Can you pause
turn
it for a
around.
Second? Can you say hi? Okay.
Hello.
There we go. We've done it. We've fucking done it.
Thank you. You can
only 107 episodes later.
Shocker. Zach's always yelling. Just do what you're doing.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Bridget. There you go, John Bob. Are you fucking happy? Could be.
You probably left already.
Yeah, he's not actually watching.
I said okay.
Now, do you want to wrap up?
Yes, now we're good.
We've done everything all in one episode.
Cue the music.
Play me out, Johnny.
If you'd rather listen instead
of
watching.
That's the show.
You can search anywhere podcasts available. Just search FPT. And if you want to watch
local
the video
library.
Version, it's super easy. YouTube.com/frontpagetech. Thanks for hanging out. Your first time watching the podcast. Hopefully you didn't unsubscribe or YouTube didn't unsubscribe.
I hope you probably
should. You can follow me on Twitter at @John_Prosser. What about you, Jordan?
At Jordan Zero, Z-E-R-O.
What about you, Lucas?
At Lucas Cyprian.
That's it, everybody.
Hey, I don't get a Twitter thingy? Oh.
That was the joke.
Oh, it wasn't very funny.
What's your Twitter?
It's at bshoop with four O's. I don't tweet very often.
You really sold that one.
I like to collect Twitter followers, so go ahead. I'm at 3441.
Just keep collecting them. Okay.
I'd like to be at 3500.
As of Sunday when this comes out, 21 days till Christmas.
Yay!
Merry 21 Christmas, days Christmas. Have a good week. Goodbye. We're not going to be back until after Christmas.
Wait, what? No.
It's a lie. Bye.
Later. Oh.
Wait, you can't cut it if I'm still talking.
What? No, what?
Lucas can cut your audio at any time.
No, you can't, because it would flow weird.
Nope.
Okay, go.
Okay, bye.
What? Bye.